El Lamisa Oyev Es Yisrael. Yehus only loves someone who has Ahavas Yisrael. And we know what it means, how important it is, that Ahava from the Yehusah. And it all depends on our Ahavas Yisrael. And then he continues, V'chol Masa Oda Magdala Avosei V'Yisrael. The more one has Ahavas Yisrael, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magdal Allah, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him Ahava. This obviously speaks volumes, the importance of Ahavas Yisrael, the importance of working, of harving on Midos. And the Frat in these days, the Avodas Hayoyim, of course, is Tikkun HaMidos. But it's also frightening. If you don't have the proper Ahava, what could we look forward to in life? But we like to think, I guess, I'm okay, I have Ahava Yisrael, I like my Chav, I like my Chavrusa. But Rabbi say that's not what the Mesiyas Yisrael means, and that's not what the Torah really means. Because this pasuk, the Ahav L'Reacha Kamoicha, as the Mesiyas Yisrael early in Perek Yud Aleph explains, is the end of a long sequence. It's talking about someone that you can't like, that you don't want to like, that you don't have any shaykhs to, someone that did something to you. The pasuk first says in Parshas Kedoshim, Leisistas achicha bilvavecha. There's a reason you want to hate him. Of the Zakti Avishri, there can't be a sinner to another Yid. So you might think, no, okay, I won't have a sinner. But let me do something to him. Zakti Torah, the next pasuk, Leisikaim, don't take nikama. And if you think, I won't take nikama, but I won't forget it, I'll harbor resentment in my heart. Zakti Avishri, Leisitar. Imagine Leisisna, Leisikaim, Leisita, lav after lav. So Yid will throw up his hands and defeat. Okay, I won't have Nekama. That's not good enough, Dr. Taira. The Ahavta. There has to be an Ahava. And it can't be just a superficial Ahava. L'Reyacha, he has to become your friend. And as if this is not enough, Dr. Taira, Kedaisa, Kamoicha. As the Mithil Hashem puts it, B'Sain Kotai, Kamoicha, Belisim Hefesh, Kamoicha b'li chilukim, b'li tachbulais u'mezimais, Kamoicha mamish. That's what Ahavas Yisrael is. And that's what so much of our lives depend on, as the Mesir Sharm explains. And this is really frightening. Ma yasa haben v'lo yechta. He did something, he bothers me, I can't get along with him, I don't see eye to eye with him. And it has to be vayhafta l'reyacha kamoicha. Not enough. It's leisikam v'leisitar. And if you'll say, no, gedolim, the Mesiyas Yisrael, they don't understand human emotion. They don't understand what it means when we have tainis. They don't know what it means leisikam. Not true. The Mesiyas Yisrael writes that the nekama is mesuka midvash. And to ask a person like Sikhaim of the Yosarim is only easy from Alachi Yosarim. But yet, as we see, this is a mitzvah on each and every one of us. And the obvious question, Mayasa HaBen Zolo Yechta. You look into Peleyayit and Erech Nekima. He also wonders, this is almost Malachim, we have to be Malachim, so we have to Reach HaKamoyim. But Rabbi said there's more to this. There's an inyan that opens up a whole new chapter, a whole new dimension in this sugya. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, speaks about the importance of forgiving the other person. Asa liyadam liyat achzari v'lo yitzvayis eliyah noyach l'ratzais v'kosher l'hachis. In other words, we know it's the Mishnah Navais, it seems to be Apsamayla, to be Noyach L'Ratzais. The Rambam Paskins is an Issa if you're not Noyach L'Ratzais. But the Rambam continues. And when someone does something wrong to you, a person has to be Moichel, B'Leif Shalom, U'B'Nefesh Chafesa. not just to be meichel grudgingly, but to be meichel wholeheartedly, b'leib shalom, b'nefesh chafetza. You'll say, okay, nu, what did he do to you already? Can't you just forget it? The Rambam's not talking about these daily running, these kleinikaiti. Zok the Rambam weiter, afilu heitzalai, v'chotalai harvei. He did something terrible, something remarkably terrible to you. And still, there's an inyan, there's a chiyav to be meichel b'leib shalom v'nefesh chafetza. What a tall order. Something he did to me, I can't forgive him, and I'm a chiyav to forgive him. But then the Rambam adds something very mysterious. V'zehu darken to Yisrael v'libam hanachem. And this is based on the lesson of the Medrash. This is the derech of a yid. The Medrash's lesson is that the derech of Yisrael kedoshim. Aval ha'akum or leleid einam kein. And he quotes the pasuk elavav rasan tomorrow lanesa. A guy that can understand. He'll never forget it. He'll always remember it. He'll always carry a grudge. That's a goyis amida. But you're a yid, and you're required, it's expected of you, it's demanded of you, to forgive the other yid. And he goes on to prove this, that the Givinim were rejected because the Givinim couldn't forgive the yid. We see from this Rambam, but of a Pelamoy, this defines a yid. This is the essence of a yid. The ability to overlook things. Even if the other person hates a lie, and even if he's chot a lie harvey, you have to have the ability to be meichel b'leib shalom v'nefesh chafetza, because that's what a yid is. That's the mahus of a yid. In other words, if someone feels, I just can't forgive him, I can't overlook it, that's a psul in the Yiddishkeit of a person. That's a kasha, that's a pircha on the whole Yiddishkeit of this person. And this is certainly very frightening, to say it's a chiyav, to say loisikam loisita, v'yahafta l'rayacha kamoicha, was difficult enough, but here the Rambam adds this new factor, that's what a yid is. What's the pshat in this Rambam? Why is it so important? Why is it so vital? Why is that Yiddishkeit to be able to see something and overlook it? Rabbi, let's learn a different Rambam, which Kedarkei, with a few words of the Lichte Gevert of the Rambam, I think we could not only glean the understanding to the other Rambam, but I think it'll give us a number of practical advice, a workable solution, how to master this midah and nisgava of the mavel midah, which we see is so important, which that really so much depends on. The Rambam in Chazayis Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin also discusses the inyan of nekama, the issa of it, and then the Rambam continues. Although there's no malchus on nekama, deya rohi adma oiz, and someone that appreciates every word of the Rambam, this is unusual. This is a deya rohi adma oiz. It's terrible. Elazap the Rambam rohi la adam liyais mavel midaisav. I'll call divrei ha'oilam. A person has to be mavir, some agarit mavel midaisav, shakol eto mavinim, divrei hevel v'avoy. It's all nariskeit. The einan kedai linkoim aleihem. You hear what the Rambam is saying? The first halacha, the first eitza toiva, when a person is in a situation like this, is to realize how bad it is. To realize it's not only bad, but it's a deya rahi adma oiz. And realize, ain't a kedai. In any and in every situation, it's just not worth it. And this is one Rambam that needs no hezbra. Don't we all know? Can't we all say from personal experience, is it worth it? Is it worth it getting angry? Is it worth it carrying a grudge? Is it worth it being machlaikis, being machzik machlaikis? Rav Dessler writes in Chaimagalef in the end of Perek Zayin, a scene that he once witnessed in one of his travels, probably during the war. There was a pack of wolves that were traveling together, and suddenly they spotted a nivlat chaya katana, a carcass that was them was food. Apparently they hadn't eaten in a while, and they all jumped on it. There's enough for only one of them, but they all started fighting. No one was willing to forgo, and they started fighting fiercely, ferociously, until one just fell to the ground, bleeding profusely from all the wounds, and then a second one withdrew because of the wounds that it had. And this went on, and one after the other went to the side, until there was only one left, the winner. And Rav Dessler describes it. He picked up that little carcass and walked away. But Rav Dessler watched as he was walking. There was a trail of blood dripping from the wounds of the quote, the winner. That was the winner. It sustained the least of the losses of the other ones. Rav Dessler used it for a different Maimah Chazal. But to me, this is such a meridic muscle, such a penetrating example. That's the price we pay for machloikis. That's the simple meaning of the Mishpin Avos in Perek Beis. Sinas Habriyas is Maitzias Adam Min HaOilam. And anybody with experience in life knows it doesn't only mean the Oilam Haba. It robs a person of life in this world. Is there ever a winner in a machloikis? Is there ever a winner in a sinas chinam? What is machloikis? What is sinas chinam? What does it mean carrying a grudge? The Rambam in a letter to his son describes it so accurately. Al tishaktu es nafseichem b'machloikis hamachale aguf v'nefesh v'hamamayim. You lose so much, says Dr. Rambam. Uma nisha oid? What do you gain? Dr. Rambam, and he shares his life experience with us, Re'isi levonim hischiru, ufachais nifchasu, mispachais nisvachu, families destroyed, sarim husru migdulasam, ayaret gedoyles nisaru, whole cities were destroyed, kibbutzim nifradu, little setlach were torn apart, chassidim nifsedu, great people became destroyed people, anti amuna avdu, Nichbadim niklu v'nizbazu b'sibas ha-machloikis. And then the Rambam sums it all up. Nevi'im nivu, in all the nevuah they gave us. Chachamim chichmu, in all the chachmim and chachamim imparted. Philosophim chifzu, they all tried. V'yisvu l'saper ra'as ha-machloikis. V'lo higil l'tachlisa. The Chachamim, the Nevi'im, the philosophers, none of them were able to fully describe and accurately describe what a person, the price a person pays the Machloikis. That's what the Rambam was teaching us. That's what the Rambam meant by us. It's a Deya Rohi Admaoi. The Me'iri and Chibat Shuv and Aleph Hay writes, someone once was mevaza terribly a chacham, and he kept quiet. So he went over to the chacham, how did you just do that? How did you control yourself? How did you contain yourself? So he answered so wisely, Le'ovei bil mechama, I will never enter a battle, asha hamenaseach boi menutza. I will never enter a battle that even the winner is a loser. That's what the Rambam meant. That's the Halacha Aleph. It's a Deya Rohi Admaoid. It's Einai Kedai. It never is Kedai. Never is it Kedai. And I don't only mean the big machloikis, but in any situation, is it ever worth it? Look at the price a person pays. He walks around for tainis. He has tainis of yenim. And what does he have from it all? What does a person have when he's upset? The Gemara in Kedushin says it so accurately. And that Memam is Beis, Ragzon, the one that's angry, like also be Yadai, Elaraksanusa. Zabd Rashi, what is the person that gets angry? What does he have from the Ganze Geshef? Ella Kiches Besarai, Ragzanusai, like Nistakia Klum, he gains nothing. Isn't that what the Rambam is teaching us? Look what he loses, and he gains nothing. Isn't it a day of Rahi Admaoid? Look what a person does to himself when he gets involved with Machlaikis, or when he gets involved having a taina of Yenin. I once knew about someone that was in Machlaikis, and when I talked to him, I wanted to just bring him to his senses. And before I could say a word, he said, "Do you know, do you see what he did to me?" So I told him, "No, I didn't. But I see what you're doing to yourself. I could see with my own eyes so clearly what you're doing to yourself." Like the Pasuk says, "Tayef nafsai bi'abai." I could see how you're destroying yourself. What are you telling what he did to you? Look, open your eyes, open your seichel, and look what you're doing to yourself. That's what the Rambam is saying. And this is what a person is of devil. And this is the Gashmias. And look what a person does to himself in Ruchnias. Look on Molin and Basil, Kisar and Perikir Aleph. He speaks about someone who called Akoyas. And he tries to explain why the Chazal say, "Call Akoyas Kilo Oivet Avoy Dezara." Zapter Amchal, because when someone's angry, Libay Bal Imoy, Vasasai Nivara, he loses himself, he loses his heart, he loses his seichel. And it's kazev vade kedai lahachiv oila mole im yeyachaylas biyadai. He could destroy the whole world. He ain't a seichel shaylas vay cloud. And Zabd Mesir Sisharim, he becomes like a chayis tarfais v'alav nema tayyif nafse bi'afoy. Ebu kal lavar al kol mini aveirish ba'oilam. Because nothing else is in him but his cast. Does this need a hezba? Look how wise, look how tzitrachin a person could go when he has a taina of yenin. The ruchni is, look what the bin adam lamakam a person could do. So Talanta used to say, "Aravin stot, vasfirta machlaikis l'shem tamayim. Ken charev machamer fun titus harasha ven azarayim l'fnayu l'snim." You hear that? A rav l'shem tamayim. But once you get involved in machlaikis, which are tasei balimai and lei balimai, he could do more damage than titus l'fnayu l'snim. Isn't kas and isn't tainus a day of ra admaoid? Gemara Darim Chav Beis says, "Kol Akoyis, Kol Mine Gehenim Sultan Boy." And again, I could only say, anybody with a little bit of experience in Chachmas Achayim knows the Gemara is not talking about Yenevelt only. It's not the Gehenim of Yenevelt. It's the Kol Mine Gehenim. It's Gehenim of Devel Doichit. Look what he's giving up. Look what he's forfeiting. Look what he's losing. And that's the aleph when a person wants to approach to try to be kind of this mid and his gava of mavel midaisa, of overlooking things, of forgiving the other person. Realize ainai kedai. It's not worth it. It's a day of rahi admaoi. And now you'll say, but so many people do pursue it and do get the cast. This kasha, it's an old kasha. The Rebbeinu Tam and Sefer Yoshes Aravov, the sibas hakas is mimiyat yishuv hadas. Kas is only possible when a person doesn't think. Because if he would stop and reflect and think for a moment, la'olam lo yitcharet. Because einai kedai. Because a person is getting involved in a quicksand, a day of rohi admaoi. To say, "Pachsidim simin peiches, achris katata karata." inevitably the result of every katat of a machlaikis, a person says, it wasn't kedai. Gevald, why did I do it? It wasn't kedai. Hamtei ma'ad, Zakir Yehuda Chassid, v'loitis charet. You'll never have charata if a person pauses, because ainai kedai, it's not kedai. I can only tell you, I can guarantee you, in any situation, try it and you'll see. Any situation, the question is, how will I proceed? Will I just forget it? Will I move on? Or will I stick up for my rights? Ain't I kedai? It's not kedai. It's never justifiable. A person has to sometimes be understanding. That makes it much easier. And realize people are not perfect. People have problems. There are things that weigh heavily on another person. And sometimes a person says something that he wasn't supposed to, or does something that he wasn't supposed to. The Pam always would say, it happens so often that a person does something wrong, and he's 100% wrong, but there's a reason. Maybe it's pain. Maybe the person has pain in his heart. Maybe there's a problem, maybe he's worried, he might have a sick child, he might not have panasa. There are so many reasons why a person says what he didn't want to say, or does what he didn't want to do. And a minute later he asks charata. Why can't we give that person the benefit of the doubt? That's also an eitzah tayva bein adam l'chaveroi. Try to be an understanding person. Try to understand why he said that and why he did that. The officer of Nassim and Perik Mim Aleph writes, Hevi lamed l'kabel ha-tzar vevi moichal al obaynecha. I think there's a gewaldige eitzah there. Be ready. Be prepared. Be understanding that things come up. You know, the Gemara in Sachim says, there's a category of a person that chayav is einam chayim. Can you imagine? A person's alive and well, he's living on this world, but Chazal said he's not living. And one of those people is the raschanim, the one that always gets angry. Zok Rashi, why? Because there will always be reasons to get angry. And if you can't control yourself, if the person can't overcome it, if he can't overlook it, there will always be reasons to be unhappy. Is that living? There's always situations. And when you're young, kleine kinder, we say kleine tzaris. And you get older with family and with children and with other people, there's a world out there. There are so many situations that might test a person. But ultimately, the answer is Einai Kedai. It's a day of Rahi Ad Ma'oid. I once thought maybe that's the Hemsuch, the Mishnah Avay Perek Aleph. Asei Lecha Rav, Ukinei Lecha Chava, that be done as Kol Adam Lekapschus. It's a wonderful Mishnah. It's a wonderful idea. Get a good Rebbe, get a good Chava. But what's the Hemsuch of Dam Lekapschus? I can tell you from my experience, it is a hemsuch. A person can have the best friends, he can have the best Rebbe, but then something comes up. And if he doesn't have the ability to overlook it, to forget it, to put it beside himself, there's no chaver, there's no Rebbe. I just know of an incident, people that were best of friends for 40 years, they were closer than the closest brothers. And then something came up, and their mamish holding, I heard, lahashmid ulaharig. And you wonder, mamis, anasim achim, the closest of friends, how did this happen? Because they didn't have the ability, or the donis kol adam lekapschus. There won't be a good Rebbe, there won't be a good chavi if we don't have the ability, the strength, the gevura of overlooking things. And yes, there is a hemsich. But maybe there's another Eitza. I'd like to tell you a story. Not some a story, it's a Yesoid HaChayim. that I'm afraid you, if someone takes this to heart, it will change you. It will make you a much better person. The Navi Shmuel Beis Perek Tazayin described one of the darkest periods in the life of David HaMelech. At that time, his own son Absalom threatened to usurp his melucha. In this terrible period, says the Pasuk, as David is walking with his men, Shimi ben Gera comes out, Yatsu Mikalo. He begins to curse Melech Yisrael. Now that alone, we have no idea what it means, melucha and covered melucha. And that time he's cursing of the Pasuk, by Yisakal Bavanim as David, he starts to throw stones at David. And this is what he says, say, say, Isha Damim, Isha Blial. You look into the Rishonim, what an unusually strong klal, there are so many pshat in what he meant. And then he says, I David should punish you, and you should lose your melucha for your son Absalom. Imagine how he rubs wounds, rubs salt into David's wounds. And let me tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, this was so painful. This was so hurtful for David. We learn later, at the end of David's life, when David recalled this incident, he described it, Vuhu kilolani klolanim retzes. Oy, did this hurt David HaMelech. But look how David reacted. In this most trying moment, the Pasuk says, Avise ben Surya says, let me go and kill him. After all, he's a Mayrid b'malchus. Why should he continue? But the Pasuk, Vayoyma HaMelech, and David said, Maliyu lachem b'nei Surya ki yikalo. Avise, why does it bother you that Shimi is cursing me? Ki Hashem amalei kaleil as David. It's the Eibushter that's cursing me. And then a pasuk later again he says that Hanichu lo yikalel, let him continue. Ki amalei Hashem. You hear a gevura. Do you hear a gevura saying kamayu? In the face of such a terrible tsar, such humiliation, b'tnayam v'eida, David says, Hanichule, let him continue. Ki Hashem amalei kaleil. Taka Chazal say, bo'is v'shoa nasa, David reveal a merkava. He became part of the merkava, together on par with Avraham, Yitzchak, v'yankit. And we can only wonder, how could a person muster such strength? How could a mere Yulidisha show such unusual gevura? Let him hanichulai. The answer, Rabbeisai, this is one of the basic yesodos of our emuna, that we're living in the Eibushter's world. If I have to just paraphrase the lesson of the Rambam in one of your Gimel Ikrim, every yid is minding the munitzulema. Sehu levada, it's only the Eibushter that's asa oise v'yasa l'chol ha'maisim. David saw through the curtain. David saw through Shimi ben Gera, and he saw Hashem amalei kaleil. We once spoke by Arichis Gadol about this. Of course, it's fair. How does it spin with Yediyah, with Bechira, and why is an Oiv Aveira punished if it's the Eibushter? And we mentioned the whole list of Rishonim, the Chayvus Halavavus, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Chinuch in Mitzrayim Shem Aleph. But the Nekuda, as the Goyin quoted in the Oiret Hagra on Mitzin Aleph, writes, "Toyis Mashemurgu b'fiya Oilam." It's a common misconception that Baal Bechira Yachalatik LaAdam built the Gezeres Habayri. People think he could do something to me. It's only if the Eibushter allows that. Im lay nigvay min ashamayim zaf tigayin ein bal bechir yachalas lay ma'unim. One of the yisaitis of our emuna, and I saw a mardi kolosin, that when someone does something to me, when someone does something horrible to me, he's a shliach of the Eibushter. He's a garzin biyad hachoytiv. And again, his arichas, how to explain, why is he punished, but that we spoke about in the past. But that was the chachma of David HaMelech. David and all the people and Shimi saw Shimi ben Gera cursing, and Avishai points the guilty finger at Shimi ben Gera. But David says, Hashem Amalei Kaleo. You learn the parsha at the end of Braces, after the Shvatim almost killed Yosef, and then the tides turn. Yosef is the viceroy, the melech. They were worried, understandably, that Yosef, the melech, they were worried, understandably, that Yosef would want to take Nekama, and Yosef pacifies them. And four times, everybody says, four times Yosef repeats the same theme, Ki lemichya shalachani alekim lefneichem. Yosef was telling him, brothers, you're making a mistake. You didn't send me to Mitzrayim. Hashem amalei kaleil. That's the guidance of a Yiddish emunah, that we know that everything is Isa Yisbarech, that we know everything is Bari Yoylam, even about the Chira's action is a Slichas of Bari Yoylam. But it's not only Yosef HaTzadik, it's not only a David HaMelech. This is expected, or better yet, this is demanded of each and every one of us. This crystal clear Hashkafa, that Hashem Amalei Kaleil, that's required of each and every one of us. Because the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, the Mitzvah of Nekama, tries to explain how do you expect a human being not to feel a tendency of Nekama and Nekira. Zot the Chinuch, the series of the Mitzvah, Siyeda, Adam, Veyit, and Alibai, Shikola, Siyikra'eyu, Mitoiva, Adra, Husiva, Shetavalei, Eis Hashem, Baruch Hu. And without the Eivishvah, Yadav, a built Yirats, and Hashem, Yisbarach. And when someone is Mitzayah you, or cause you anguish, Yeda, Benavsek, Yavainaisav, Garmu, and Hashem, Yisbarach, Goza, Allah, Bekach. And don't be busy with Nekama, because it's the Eibush that's sending you this message. And then the Chinuch continues. Where do I see this lofty approach? K'may sha'oma David HaMelech, ha'nichu lai v'yekalo ki'oma lai Hashem. A Yid, every Yid, we all have to have this Hashkafa, that when someone does something to us, Hashem oma lai kaleil. Look at the Peleyayit, how he explained it so beautifully. That's why we could expect this. It's not only the Malach HaYashayay. Every Yid is equal to the challenge. Rav Gutzman Zechayin Levracha used to say, when he witnessed the Nazis in Mach Shemam, took out the Macheset of Henech Egesh, and they're about to kill him, and he was laughing, he was smiling, and they couldn't tolerate that. And they asked him, why are you laughing, going to kill you? So he told them in the way they should understand that we even believe that everything that happens to us is from the Eibushter. In other words, you killing me now is from the Eibushter. And if this is the Ratzon of Hashem, if this is what the Eibushter wants of me, shouldn't I be happy? That's what the Chinuch is teaching us. It's this attitude. Like the Ratzon of the Medrash, V'chi Olam Shel Hefker Isha. Do you think this is a Hefkerville? Don't you know it's who Levadai Asa Oysa V'yasa L'chol HaMaisim? Isn't that pshat in the Chazal Kol HaKoyis Kiloi V'Ravai Dezoya? The Gemara Nedarim has a lesson. If someone is Koyis, Ein Hashchina Chesuva Kinevdoi. What pshat? Kas is terrible. Why am I Kiloi V'Ravai Dezoya? I don't think of the Shchina. The Sidrenu has so much past this. You're pointing the guilty finger at him. You curse at him. Don't you know Hashem Amalei Kaleil? You forgot there's an Eibush on this world. That's Kilu Oivad Avoy Dezorah. You know, sometimes I think a guy can be expected by Sikhim for by Sita, because he sees the other person and it bothers him, and it's only natural. Evrasam Shemayah Alanetzah. Abizot the Rambam, a Yid is different. A Yid that lives with Lichtige Emuna. A Yid that knows Hashem Amalei Kaleil. The Dalkam of Yisrael, the Levam HaNachayim, is you have to see that it's in the Shlichus of the Eibushter. That's the Oymik of the Rambam.
not only is Eini Kedai, but Yitayr, you're thinking of the Kama, you have a Tain on him, you're missing the basics of Amun of Yiddishkeit. A person has the ability, and has to have the ability in every situation to see who's the Mishaleach. I always like to think, throughout the days of boys, I'm telling you a fact in history. Throughout our long, terrible galus, the Chaldar Vadar, how many Yidin, how many Pashat the Yidin, literally danced to their death, who danced into the gas chambers because they saw Hashem Amalei Talel. They saw the Yad Hashem even in their Geit Talmudas. That's the Eitz in these situations. We always say, Emir to Hashem, Emir to Hashem. What's the pshat in that? Because we understand, if Hashem doesn't want, it's not going to happen. The Rambam is teaching us, a Yid with Emunah has to have the ability to say, Kach Ratzah Hashem. He bothered me, he said a snide remark. He was careless, he was thoughtless, he was harmful. Kach Ratzah Hashem. Hashem Amalei Talel. And that's what the Rambam meant. That's why it's a chesaron, it's a kasha on the Yiddish side of a person. Are you forgetting the basic emunah? That's what makes it easier. It's just meiser to overlook things. Don't see that bad person. See the loving Yad Hashem that's sending you a slichus. But maybe there's even more to this. That makes it even easier to absorb those insults, those trying moments. The Goyen had a minute on Shabbos in Minchas Maariv, he would say a short Vatayra. Once he spoke about Yisurim of Gehenim, and he said people think Vastayt Neishas Chachma about Gehenim is a guzma, is of this, and you should know Hadvarim Kaviyasam. There's one Talmud, apparently a great Yerei Shemayim, that the words of the Goyen pierced his heart, and he started thinking, and it made a tremendous mapech in his life. The Gehenim, Aveis, to the point, you say we have it for Kabbalah, he became sick from worry. Not only sick, he was literally a ghost. He almost died. Bechazi Hashem, he recovered. And the next time he came to the Goyen to visit the Goyen, and the Goyen understood what he had come for, the Goyen stood up out of his seat, Molei Kaimasai, and he said, Achzob Nachamal, I say again what I said the other time. I have no charat, I have no regret. What the statement is, Chachma, is 100% accurate. But I only have regret for one reason. I should have added, and if I would have added that, you wouldn't have got sick. Ilu yada adam kama yeshi dea yisurim shu mikabal kan ba'ilam hazeh. If a person would only know what the value of Yisurim, he would hesitate. I should have added that. What it means, Yisurim. Another pshat, another understanding, Los Nagmar and Brach, is Chaviv in Yisurim. You hear this, Maisa. You find it hard to relate to accept. You know, Yisurim are so hard. There's so much bitul Torah, there's so much bitul Tefillah. We can do so much better, Gesundheit. We dive in Tatalay Ayyidah Yisurim Mechalayim Rayim. But that's not the message of this story. That's not the Musahasu of this story. We don't look for Yisurim. But if they do come our way, like one Gadol said, I will never ask for Yisurim. But the Yisurim that I do have, I wouldn't give away for all the money in the world. But Yisurim are first so hard to accept. Of the Zofta Arizal, there's one form of Yisurim, the best of them all, and that's Tzvilas Elvayinah V'chirufin V'gidufin. That's accepting those insults, those sharp words. Zofta Arizal, there's no Bittul Torah, there's no Bittul Tefillah, but they have such a kapara within. The time of Devarim, the end of Perek Beis, go to the extent that the Zionists are so tired, a person should almost want them, because there's no side benefit, there's no bad effect All it is life for Yisurim, which are so mechaper. Shouldn't that make it easier for us in a situation? Yisurim are tired as that. And more so, the Yisurim of the Zionists, the Ebenezer Titus, a most amazing verse. Rachel Imenu all of a sudden becomes a mother, she has a child, Yosef. How could an Akarab have a child? Zop the Ebenezer, the secret lies in the Pasik. Asif Hashem Escher Pasi. Zop the Ebenezer, Kira, the Abish the Saw, Hacherfa Ishay, Anashim, Mecharfa Ishayshi, Bavo Hayisi, Akara. The Abish the Saw, the humiliation that I was subjected to. Ukeilu Nesu, Vinitchabru Eitel Hashem. The Abish the collected all the Nizyonis, all the humiliation, and in that course I became the Mamre Rachel. I'm sure the Maven, the text, it's this attitude that Rachel had later was manifest in Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was Yosef, this attitude of Hashem Amalei Kalei in a most difficult situation. But the Gavus that I see, that's another way of looking at these difficult times. The bizyanis that sometimes we have, the sharp words. Isn't that the pshat? Another pshat in the Rambam. Someone humiliates a guy. Why shouldn't he be upset? But Zarfion shall you throw to Daisim. See the value of those bizyanis. David HaMelech to the extent, look at the pasuk. Hanichu lai v'yitalel. Dr. Albag, David said, let him continue. Because it was coming from Bari Island, I want more and more. That's a David HaMelech. To be able to quote, to turn the other cheek. That's a godless. Look in the reverse, in an amazing tshuva in Simon Samach Aleph. How the reverse suffered such humiliation, and he writes, let them continue. I'm ready for more. I know the value of the Zionist. That's a reverse. That's a gedolim. But for us, there in Yisrael, the Cholapachis, not to react. That's the way a Yid looks at these situations. And maybe there's another pshat to the Rambam. Another understanding why Einai could die. Why that's what a Yid has to look at this situation. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rav Yedayim, says a truly amazing story. Rav Huna was sick. Rav Papa came to visit him. Rav Papa realized Rav Huna was his hours were limited, and Rav Papa actually called the Chevra Kadisha to prepare for his Levaya. But surprisingly enough, Rav Huna got better, and naturally Rav Papa couldn't face Rav Huna. Imagine if you prepare someone else's Levaya. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna says, don't worry, you were right, I'm supposed to die, but because I was Mavel Midoisai and Rashi Taitis, because I let things go and I wasn't sticking up for my rights, they gave me a new lease on life. And that's up to Gemara, that's the pshat. Hamavel midoisav mavir my akopisoi. I can't explain how this works. I can't explain why this works. But there's one halacha lemaisa that I see from this Gemara. Rabbi said we have no idea. We can't begin to understand what it means when a person is 100% right, and he says, I'm moichel, I'm a vata, I'm willing to give in. We have no idea what that means. Like the Ben Yonah says, this is a Pesach, tikva, nichbod ma'oid. It's a magic that opens all the doors by Bari Olam. We have no idea what that means when someone is right. His chava did something wrong, his friend did something wrong, and he says, I'm just mevata because I want to be mevata. And maybe that's another pshat, another oimik in the Rambam. By a guy when he's wrong, evrosam smayel anetzach, why not? But for a yid that knows the value of saying to be meichel b'leiv sholem, that knows the value of being mevata, a yid has to know how to be meichel b'leiv sholem. It's not too difficult. That defines the yid, the ability to realize This is a wonderful opportunity. This is a gold mine to be zeichet to Birchas Hashem. It's not kedai in a situation to give up that unlimited bracha of mavir and al midaisa. It's just not worthwhile. Vas hotmin rabs in eina, and what is he giving up? A pesach tikva nichbad ma'oid. An achin achin chavim. Maybe there's one more shot in the Rambam. Life is so precious. Life is so, so precious. Time is so precious. The Mishnah says, Yafa Sha'achas, the Tuva Maisim Taivim Ba'olam Hazeh, Mikol Chayi Olam Haba. Time is so precious. Unfortunately, life is so short. Even the 80, 90, 120 years are just not enough to accomplish, to learn all there is to learn in this Heilige Torah Kedosha. Can we waste it? Can we waste life on Narishkeit? On Tainis? I can never forget that Pam Zichron Levracha once spoke about this Nida of Machloikis, of Kas. And he said, I think these words, there's so much Torah, there's so much Chachma that could fill our hearts and fill our minds. Why spend it on Narish and Machloikis? What I would pay once again to hear Rapam speak about Machloikis, about being Fatainit. And then he took us into the world that he lived in. He took us into the world that was so above the Narish tide of this world. And he would say, the Narish and Machloikis, the Narish and Kepeda. And then he would lose himself. The Nairis, the Nairis, the covered. He took us into the world that's so above the Hevel HaVolim of this world. And then I realized that's what the Rambam meant. Einam Kedai, there's so much what to do with life, to invest the moments of life. Why invest it in Nairis, guys? Hakol Eitzel Mavin, him this, he didn't do this, he did this, I didn't get the Aliyah, he didn't invite me to his chasana. The list goes on and on and on. But the Rambam says in a sweeping statement, Hakol Eitzel Mavin, him divehevel v'avaravai, ve'enei kedai linkam aleyem. There are many situations in life that a person has to make a decision. Will I overlook it, or will I stand up for my rights? And there are so many variables. There are so many different scenarios. And I would like to tell you, in every situation, in any scenario, I can tell you unequivocally, the answer is, ain't I kedai? Rabbi, I remember these words. It's not kedai to spend a moment on this lichtige world for any machloikis, for any kas, for any taina, for any kepeda, because it's all hevel havolim. Maybe it's too hard to ask a guy to be Michael, to be Levater. But for a Zer Yisrael who lives in a different world, a world that has so much more meaning, has so much more purpose, has so much more mission, has so much more fulfillment in the Blat Gemara, how could you waste, how could you squander on Machloikis to fill your heart with Machloikis and Tainis? Someone asked me, how do you forgive when I can't forgive? I told you, you know how you do it? Open your eyes, open your mind, and think for 30 seconds. And you'll see it's a day of Rahi Adma Oiz. And it's Einei Kedai, it's not worth it. There are many situations. And like Rashi says, and the Chinuch says it also, why it's so important this Midah, because there are so many different Nisyonos HaChayim. When a person is faced with the challenge, should I forgive? Should I continue? Should I stick up for my rights? But remember what I tell you in every situation. Einai kedai. The truest gevura, the truest chachma is to realize it's not worth it. Now let me just close with a question someone asked me. But why should I give up? Why do I always have to be the one that gives up? If I'm right, why do I have to do it? So I told him, Akasha, someone asked me once. Akasha, that's above me, but I'd like to answer it anyhow. I think he heard or read a story of a couple that didn't have children for many years. And they heard it was a Givaldi school that worked year after year. If you go to a certain school and you get an aliyah the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when you're laying Hashem pocket a surah, you're guaranteed to have a child, and it's been working year after year. So they thought about it, they made the decision, they made a big investment of time and money, and they traveled to that location to get the aliyah, to get the shula. The night of Rosh Hashanah, they see someone else who they knew from the neighborhood. He's also in the shul. What are you doing there? They asked him. So they turned a little red in the face. Well, you know, we don't have children there, but we came to the shula. So this person that invested so much went home that night, discussed with his wife, and he says, I'm not going to shul tomorrow. I'm not going to get that aliyah. But you came, we traveled. I don't want to infringe on his rights. He might think he was there first. I'm not going. And it's the end of the story with a happy ending. He had a child also without getting the aliyah. But this Yid asked me, what was his hetzer? It was a school of that word. Don't we know Chayecha Kaidman? He's giving up a child. Is he allowed to? Is it halachically permissible to give it all up just to be the nice guy? I told him you're making a mistake. Your question is based on a toyus. Because by the age of stuff, when you give up your rights, you never give it up. You're getting a Pesach tikva nichbad ma'oyz. And I told him the Megis in Eicha and Aleph Chavdal, a very moving Megis, during the Churban, when the Eved wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and all the Avais and all the Tzaddikim came, and they implored the Eved to have Achmanis, but the Eved wouldn't listen. Until Rachel Imenu, the Mama Rachel, came, and Rachel said, I gave up the Simanim, so my sister shouldn't be humiliated. I told her what to do. I was mad on the Doisai, and that's what saves Klal Yisrael. If there is a Klal Yisrael today, it's because the Mama Rachel was willing to be Mavah Midoisehah. And I asked him, what was Rachel's hetzer? Rachel was promised to be the mother of Klal Yisrael. How did she give up for Leah? It wasn't even her fault that Leah was suffering. So I told him, I believe the pshat is because Rachel understood the Eved the blindness filled it. And by the Eved thought, you think you're giving up. You're only getting a bracha atzuma. Because when someone's in a masjid that he has the right of way 100%, and he has the gevurah to say, I'm being mevata, I'm giving up everything, he's not giving up, he's getting everything. Yes, Chayecha Koidman, I told him. But that couple, they had the strength and the vision to give up. They were getting the Pesach Tikva Nichbad Ma'oid. There's so much bracha in life, but it so much depends, so much of life depends on the ability of overlooking things. Be able to give us the seichel to realize the bracha of Mavel Midoisav, how that is truly the Pesach Tikva Nichbad Ma'oid.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com